The Science of Sales Analytics, Unlocking Performance with Data-Driven Insights, G2M Insights. The following narration was generated using AI. Sales success is often attributed to natural charisma, relationship-building skills, or just plain hustle. But with access to detailed sales activity data, we can take a far more precise approach to understanding what truly drives sales effectiveness. At G2M Insights, we constantly analyze rep-level sales performance across many teams and markets. Our own sales analytics reveals a fundamental truth: sales success isn't random. The right mix of activities executed at the right cadence is what separates high performers from the rest. This post explores the key factors behind sales productivity, what activities drive the biggest impact, how tenure affects results, and what sales leaders can do to optimize performance at an individual and team level. These insights are particularly relevant to SMB and mid-market sales, where reps need to maintain a steady pipeline and close deals consistently. The power of sales data, what we can learn from sales activity and productivity. When we break down performance at the rep level, a striking Pareto-like pattern usually emerges. The top 10% of reps drive a disproportionate share of total revenue. There's a generally large spread in productivity. Some reps are sometimes selling up to 5x to 10x more than their peers. The gap isn't just about skill, it's about activity levels and mix. Simply put, top-performing reps don't just work harder, they work smarter. They focus on high-impact activities that reliably lead to sales. Understanding what works, how much is enough, and when it pays off is key to scaling success across an entire sales team. Breaking down the sales activity mix. What really drives results? Not all sales activities are created equal. By tracking which actions lead to closed deals, we can define an optimal sales cadence. The key activities that matter. Based on our experience, high-impact sales activities typically fall into three categories: short-term impact, activities that yield fast results. Referrals. Immediate credibility leads to quicker closes. In-person visits, when possible, strong engagement with direct contact correlates with faster deal cycles. Scheduled appointments. Provides opportunity for engagement and discovery. Midterm impact. Activities that take 6 to 12 months to convert. Lunch and learn. Builds familiarity and trust before a sale. Lunch meetings establish deeper relationships. Long-term impact. Activities that take 12-plus months to convert. Networking events and small events expand long-term pipeline. General outreach, often required before a lead turns into a viable opportunity, most effective when done in person if possible. How much is enough? Finding the minimum effective dose. Sales isn't just about doing more, it's about doing enough of the right things. The best reps can reach over $1 million in sales in their first year, but they don't get there randomly. It takes a predictable volume of calls or visits to generate enough meetings to close deals. These are generally not cold calls, but proactive follow-ups with leads that are either already known to the rep when the rep has a book of business, or leads that were properly nurtured by marketing. High performers prioritize sales meetings, targeting a weekly minimum number known through analysis. In most industries we deal with, we find that minimum to be on the order of one per week to sometimes one per day, depending on how transactional the business is. This level of high-touch engagement works well in SMB and mid-market sales, where reps need to keep deals moving through a repeatable, high-velocity sales cycle. Sales productivity versus tenure, what should reps be doing over time? Our practice shows that ramp-up time for sales reps follows a predictable pattern. Year 1. The most successful reps aggressively pursue activity targets, reaching upward of $1 million in closed sales. Year 2. If momentum is maintained, sales can double as reps convert mid-term and long-term efforts. Year 3 plus, established reps hit their stride, with top performers maintaining multi-million dollar annual sales. Early activity levels predict long-term success. Without a structured plan to drive the right behaviors in the first year, reps risk falling into the lower productivity tiers. Building a data-backed sales playbook. What can sales leaders do to optimize rep performance based on these insights? Set benchmarks for success. Use historical sales data to define realistic but aggressive activity targets. Ensure reps understand the cadence and mix of activities they need to hit. Track the right metrics. Move beyond revenue tracking. Measure sales activity versus outcomes. Leverage CRM data to track meetings booked, calls made, and touch points completed. Coach to the data. If a rep isn't hitting their numbers, look at their activity mix before assuming a lack of skill. Provide data-driven feedback rather than relying on anecdotal coaching. Continuously optimize based on trends. Identify top-performing reps and analyze their approach. Replicate successful strategies across the team. Conclusion: the future of sales optimization. Sales teams that embrace data-driven coaching will have a distinct advantage. By analyzing what works, when it works, and how much is enough, organizations can shorten ramp times, increase revenue, and scale success systematically. While this approach applies most directly to SMB and mid-market sales, where consistent activity drives results, enterprise sales requires additional layers of strategic engagement, multi-stakeholder buy-in, and complex deal structuring. Regardless of the segment, the key takeaway is the same. Sales success is measurable, repeatable, and optimizable when backed by data. Want to learn more? Explore our resources or connect with us for tailored insights into optimizing sales. How can we help? Feel free to check us out and start your free trial at https://chartapp.g2m.ai or contact us below.